Unfocused.
What up? We're back.
I'm T.
I am AJ Twist.
And this is Unfocused, episode 252. This is the Trico episode.
Oh, yes.
And Trico is, get this, you never guess it. Now you probably will. The wood gecko Pokemon.
Whoa, okay.
I mean, it's a little too accurate. Wouldn't you say that's a little on the nose, almost? But it's fine. We're on live on twitch.tv/collision28.
That's right. Or maybe we're like streamed, or not streaming, but like a saved file on YouTube, youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. Check that out there.
Does that mean we live forever?
In a way, yes. Usually when things are on the internet, they're there forever. So that could almost be said true for the show.
That means I am inevitable. Yes. But if you are watching us as a past recording in some other universe or something, and YouTube still exists for whatever reason, like, comment, subscribe.
That's right.
To our YouTube channel. We may not be putting out new content 100 years in the future, but, you know, you could subscribe. And
or depending on, like, what happens with technology in the future, maybe we would.
Oh, maybe. Maybe we'll be, like, heads in a jar, like in Futurama.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe AJ will set up a repeating rerun going.
That's what I was thinking, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's the most likely thing that happened.
Some AI algorithm and stuff, you know? That would, like, you know, those deep fakes exist now and stuff. So, you know, just do some of that shit.
There you go.
And then just have it, like, collect news and then just, you know, for an hour just talk.
Boom. Problem solved. You're welcome.
We're here forever.
Breaking news.
I heard it here first.
All right. Unfocused week. You want to kick us off, AJ? What you been up to this past week?
Oh, yeah. Huh. What have I been up to? I played some DDR today.
Okay.
I know I did that. I'm trying to double A freaking one of the tracks from one of the games.
Is it
from Supernova, Janet Jackson.
Really matter?
Yeah, that one.
Doesn't really matter.
Because that's on Supernova, and like it's an easy song. And I miss like two steps every single time somewhere. Like today was like in the beginning somewhere.
It's not even the same two steps?
No, it's not even the same one. No, I'm just like a second late sometimes. And I was like, fucking freezes me off. So I'm always missing like one or two steps in it. Anyways, what else have I been doing? Pokemon, that's right. I've been breeding. I'm breeding. Don't remember what I was breeding. It's an ice type. Oh yeah, it's that stupid Snom. Which is a bug ice type, and it evolves into this moth called something with ice moth. Mm-hmm. Smoth, I don't know.
Smoth.
But that's what I've been doing. So I haven't continued it though. Like I started doing it, and then I just haven't had time. But I started breeding for some IVs in certain areas with other Pokemon that I have. So I've been breeding it with like a Joltik, because I breeded a. Govantula, a couple of years ago. And so that has good IVs, so I have to go breed that with a Snom and to pass over some IVs, and then I got some good IVs with some Snoms, and I got to breed those Snoms together, and then, yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Okay.
And then, of course, some Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, yeah, for Soul Calibur this weekend, since I had the hammer, had it.
Oh, you lost it again?
Yes.
Who got it this past week?
Chris got it.
Oh, shit. Chris got it again.
Chris got it, yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right. Nice.
So what I did, too, since I had a hammer, usually the person with the hammer can, you know, add some type of rule sometime, do something creative, maybe change the game. I forgot to mention that I wanted to change the game, so I said, fuck it. And then Sunday happened to be International Women's Day. So I was like, huh.
You have to pick a female
character. Yeah, so I just saw, like, let's do female characters only. And what's funny is that Drew doesn't, you know... only has one character, which is Mitsurugi, a male character.
Does he have a X-20?
No, he's been messing with 2B.
2B, that's right.
Yeah, he's messing with 2B. So, and then also Steven's main is Yoshimitsu, a male character.
Oh, and Astaroth. Oh,
and Astaroth too,
shit.
Yeah.
Who'd he use?
Hild.
That's why he didn't get the hammer.
Exactly. So yeah, I did that. So that was fun. And then that was kind of my plan too. I'm like, okay, let's you know... get Drew down a level, and then I guess Steven falls under there too, so.
Damn, you should really watch Hunter x Hunter. You remind me of a character in Hunter x Hunter.
And then all I use is female characters, so I got three under my belt, so I was like, I'm good either way.
Like, you've been planning this all week. I've been planning it for 10 years.
Shit, no, imagine. I've been planning it for 10 minutes.
Yeah, right, damn.
But yeah, so that was fun. And then it came down to me and Chris at the end anyways.
Oh, wow. Damn, he literally challenged you for the hammer and ticket.
Yeah,
damn.
Exactly.
Warrior way. All right, that's cool. But at least you put up a good fight.
Steven didn't fight Chris. We did brackets. Oh, and some of Drew's homies were there too. And of course, Kay and Michelle came through.
Oh, nice.
So we had a full bracket.
Kay came through too?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he said Kay wasn't coming.
I know, last second, he's like, oh, he's on his way. We're like, what?
That's cool, I guess.
So, yeah, we had a full bracket going on, and who did I play? Chris. I only lost to Chris, because I played Chris right in the beginning and got me into losers, and then I don't know who I played from there, but then I met Chris in the end, so Chris was the only one to beat me.
Damn, it was only him, huh?
Yeah.
He was on his game this week.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, Chris has this thing that, like, he pick things out, and he, like, knows certain things. And then, like, he just, like, every time, like, I notice every time, like, I do a move, he always responds with the same move right after. Like, right after, like, I whip it.
He knows what it is.
Block it. Yeah.
He knows what to do.
And so, like, I got to remember that he does that or that he knows that shit. So.
Or you could just try never to whiff, ever. Because that's true. Honestly,
yeah,
like.
That's usually my priority.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
I feel it. It happens. All right. Anything else for your Unfocus week?
No. I think that's about it.
All right. For my Unfocus week, I read a little more of this Fantastic Four Grand Design shit.
I was gonna read it, but I didn't find it here on the desk. So
I didn't leave it here.
No, I haven't seen it in a while. I wasn't gonna read it though.
I'll leave it right there. You should fucking read it though.
How's it going on that?
It's fucking awesome. It's really cool. It's cool how it condenses all the story. Like, instead of reading all these fucking random books and shit, you can just read this and it tells you everything you need to know. Like, that's pretty cool. But other than that, I've been reading The Avengers Infinity, the one by Jonathan Hickman, the one that a lot of the Infinity War and Endgame has references to.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. It's really fucking deep. It feels more like a Star Trek space drama, or like, not Star Wars, more like Star Trek or Battlestar Galactica or some shit like that. It feels like a space drama like that. It's like almost the whole battle takes place in space, like with the Avengers in space and shit. And I'm like, damn, that'd be interesting if they attacked the movie like that one day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was pretty cool. And
is a space drama? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it felt more like a space drama. Like, all this shit, they were at war with the other alien race that's like older than them, and fucking the Avengers had to team up with the Kree and the Skrulls, like all the enemy alien races, they had to team up with the Avengers, with Earth, you know, to like battle this alien race that's way older than them.
Damn.
They kind of like set us up to exist in the first place.
Mm.
So it knows everything about us. It was pretty nuts.
Wait, that's all going on in there?
No, that's not here.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
This is Avengers Infinity. That's different from this.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
That sounds epic.
It still sounds
epic, though.
It is epic as fuck. It's pretty crazy. I've been reading that, like, pretty nonstop. So there's that. I saw a movie on Netflix. AJ, I think you would really want to check it out. And the reason I bring it up is my girlfriend was telling me that Lucasfilm is eyeing this directing and writing team to make a Star Wars movie in the very near future. The movie's called Sweetheart. It's a horror movie on Netflix. It's like a survival horror movie. I don't want to say too much about it because I want you to just watch it.
And it's called Sweethearts?
Yeah. No, Sweetheart.
It's just one.
Yeah.
Okay,
there's only one person. The movie's about one person the whole time stranded on an island. And I don't want to tell you any more than that.
Okay.
You should watch it. You and Carla should watch it. You guys will love it. It's really fucking good. After 10 minutes of watching it, you'll be hooked. You're going to be like, well, what the fuck is going to happen next? Weird shit starts happening. And you're like, oh, fuck. Okay, now I really want to know what's going to happen next. You know? And it's real good. It almost got nominated for a bunch of awards, but didn't win any. But it got a gang of nominations. So
got nominations, though.
And on Rotten Tomatoes, it's like 85%. Right? Me too, man. On Rotten Tomatoes, it's like 85%. So I was like, oh, okay. So this shit's pretty good, you know? Like, it must be pretty okay. And I watched it, and it was. I was surprised. So it was really dope. Other than that, I've been watching random episodes of Avengers Assemble on Disney Plus. I've been watching Teen Wolf on Amazon Prime. It's a horror/action TV drama. Mm-hmm. Kind of reminds me of Buffy the Vampire Slayer from back in the day.
Right.
I think we talked about it. Other than that, I think that's about it. That's the main stuff I've been on. Yeah, that's it. Anything else you want to say before we jump into the news?
Yes, I remember something else I did.
What's up?
I watched the Pokemon movie on Netflix.
How is it?
The CGI remake.
I saw you watching it. Was it good?
Yeah, I forgot I watched it too. It's Pokemon the first movie. But I think, I don't remember like line by line, like certain things that happened in the movie. But I did catch on a couple of things. Like, for one, remember I was talking about a couple of weeks ago where they messed up Like the who's that Pokemon thing. So like, you know, when the Pokemon run through the DNA system, you see the silhouette of a Pokemon. And so Team Rocket was there like watching that.
Oh, I forgot they made a little reference to that. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and they're calling out all the Pokemon. They're naming them all right until you see Scyther. And they all like, oh, it's Alakazam. And that's where it kind of stops right there. And it's like, no, that's fucking wrong. In the movie, first thing they show was a Scyther. And they said, oh, it's a Scyther. So that's the first thing they show, which I thought was funny. And then other thing that happened. Oh, what was another thing that was funny? So back in one of the old anime episodes, when Brock was cooking for everyone, when that one time he made jelly donuts, remember that? When really it should have been rice balls. They make a joke about that in the movie. I'm not sure if that was originally in the movie or not, but like he was like hitting on one of the chicks again, and he was like telling her like, "Oh yeah, like I'm a great cook. I'll make you some of my famous jelly donuts."
Well, he said that?
He actually said that in the movie, so I thought that was funny too. It's a nice little nod, but. Other than that, it's the same movie. Nothing really too much different. Animation looks dope. I think there was more of a battle in the beginning when Mewtwo first brings out his clones. I think there was more...
In the old one, you mean?
Or in the new one.
Okay.
I feel like there's a little more battling going on.
Because before, it was like a little showcase. I feel like Mewtwo was just trying to flex on them, and he let the other one just like do a couple overpowering moves, and that was the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah, this time it was a little more battle. So you get the Blastoise versus Blastoise, Charizard versus Charizard, Venusaur versus Venusaur. And that Venusaur one, I picked up on a lot of things that I'm pretty sure didn't exist back in the day. But when Mewtwo was calling the Venusaur to do attacks, he was calling out like new moves, like friends. I think he said Frenzy Plant, Energy Ball. And these are all new.
Oh, what? He said Energy Ball?
Yeah, and these are all new grass moves that have existed like in at least a couple of last generations. And I definitely wasn't in the first gen when that movie first came out. So I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, those are some little things I picked up on just watching the movie. Other than that, it's the same movie.
Okay.
I did something else that I was going to mention, but I can't remember, but it'll hit me later on.
All right. With that being said, don't forget, we're also on Twitter at @UnFocused28.
Oh, that's true.
Instagram at @UnFocusedPodcast.
That's true too.
Subscribe with Apple Podcasts and also liking, you know, comment, all that stuff, right, AJ?
Can I do that?
Oh, wrong button.
And if you have stuff you want us to talk about or questions for us, we're also available at collision28.com, or you could email us at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
I'll start doing that forever.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, I know. That's
tripping me out.
It's tripping me
it's
out,
cool,
too.
It's cool, it's cool. That's fine.
Hopefully it's not like that in the final version.
Oh, I hope not. All right, so the news, the main part of the show. I think you might want to kick us off, AJ, because I don't think I have as much as you.
Okay. So, to start us off, I guess we'll just talk about stupid virus shit right now. COVID-19, coronavirus.
All right, we're just going to go over all the things that we know.
Yeah, we'll just go over whatever relates to that right now.
And so keep in mind, this is a nerd podcast, so we're going to mainly focus on nerd things that got
that's related to
canceled
it.
Yeah. And destroyed.
Oh, that's the other thing I was going to mention. I signed up for Evo.
Oh, you did it.
Yeah.
See, I was about to do it that night, and then this virus shit started kicking up. I was like, you know, maybe I should wait in case this gets too bad. Like,
right, because like one of our stories is a lot of like things are being canceled and shit like that.
Including E3.
E3 just got canceled, yep. Which, funny, though, about the E3 cancellation, though, because a couple of weeks ago we talked about – I'm not sure if you mentioned it on the show or not. I'm not sure if I talked about it. But Jeff Keighley pulled out – you know, before the whole virus got out of control and all that. And he was like one of the main big directors. You know, he gives it that flair and all that. But he decided to leave. And then, of course, before that was the Sony that pulled out of E3 too. And then I Am 8-Bit. Like, remember that art gallery? I'm not sure. Did you go with
us
that one
time? Yeah, we went one time. With the Rugrats shit going on one time, all the Nickelodeon shit. Yeah,
they
remember that.
They actually are like one of the directors too for E3. And they also pulled out like about a week ago. And then finally, like earlier this week, E3 decided to go ahead and just pull out of E3.
Wow.
So E3 is not happening. It got canceled because of the virus. E3, the ESA, they said like in a tweet or something, after careful, consultation, with other members of the companies regarding the health and safety for everyone in our industry, our fans, our employees, our exhibitors, and our longtime E3 partners, we have made a difficult decision to cancel E3 2020 scheduled for June 9th through the 11th in LA or Los Angeles. So in June, that's what's supposed to happen. So they're canceling shit out way far in advance, but I'm wondering if there was like a little bit more to that that kind of pushed them a little bit. Maybe they weren't doing so well. Maybe because all this buzz that people are saying like, yeah, E3 should die and all that, and everyone else pulling out. Maybe they just kind of use this almost like as a excuse to kind of cancel the whole thing.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, if they were losing money on it, I wouldn't see why they wouldn't want to.
Yeah, because, like, people are like, you know, I mean, all these big companies pulling out of it, you know, I guess some big names are not going to help with it anymore. So, and then also, I'm kind of thinking, and I wonder if anyone's said this yet, but I'm not sure if anyone has. But, you know, the virus, it's deadly, right? It can be, right?
It can be for, it's a very small window.
It is a small window.
You and I, let me put it this way. You and I, nobody in this house, oh, well, Mondo did. Most people in this house don't fall in the range of people that can die from this.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, though, so a bunch of, you know, companies and like events are canceling, right, because of the virus.
Yeah, just to not spread it.
But will this one event die from the virus? Will E3 continue next year?
Oh, I see your point. Will this virus kill E3? Is that
Yeah,
what you're saying?
that's what I'm saying. Can these be one of the events that actually die from the virus?
I mean,
I'm just saying.
if it did, it wouldn't be 100% from the virus.
No, I wouldn't
But
be.
you're right, though. That could be the nail in the coffin.
Right?
It could be. You're right.
This could be it. And then maybe next year they're like, hey, you know what? Everyone did so well without E3. You know, maybe
Fuck them.
we don't need to do E3.
Fuck
And
them,
E3's
yeah.
like, no one wants to do shit with us anymore. So I don't know. I'm just saying. We'll see what happens.
I could definitely see that happening.
And in other news with the virus, Discord, which is a chat program, you can do voice chat and all that, right? A lot of gamers use it. Apparently, they have a go live version. I think you could do video on that. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I'm pretty sure what that is. But just because a lot of people are being forced to work at home now, Discord said that they're going to upgrade their go live version to have up to 50 people rather than the cap 10 people. Per like, you
Well,
know,
that's dope.
group
Just
chat.
to accommodate more people playing.
Yeah, exactly. No, the playing or just using it possibly for work, and since people are not trying to go out, you know, this would be another way to keep in contact and be social with people, you know, as far as being at home goes. So that's a cool thing that they're doing there. And then as far as any other cancellation, you got anything on the list?
Yeah,
Or
just one
anything
other
related
thing.
to it?
Yeah, one other thing. Disneyland will be closing due to the coronavirus thing for the fourth time in all of their history, Disneyland will be
Fourth
closing
time, huh?
ever. And this is the oldest Disneyland, the one in California. But yeah, they will be closing due to the coronavirus. I think it's starting tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
It's indefinite as to when it will be over. But another thing, Disneyland will be paying their employees while they're not working.
That's cool. I know someone else announced they were going to be doing that. I forgot who that was, though.
Dude, definitely anyone who's around in California, Southern California area, find out which of your companies are going to pay you, so if not, you can think of a backup plan.
Rain, is that how you say that name? Rain 21.
Yeah, I think so.
Mary says WonderCon canceled.
Oh, yeah, that's true. WonderCon's gone.
What else? I just said E3. Something else canceled. Forgot what it was. Some other event. Oh, a lot of some of the tournaments have canceled.
And all NBA stuff is
Oh
canceled.
yeah, that's the thing I was going to say. Like, not only NBA but the NHL,
And MLB.
MLB too. So baseball, basketball, hockey. NorCal Regionals, I think, canceled too.
So, you know, with all these cancellations, guys, I don't know. I think you might want to stock up on things. You might want to hold on to shit just in
And
case.
movies. So movies
Yeah, have been
pushed their
pushed back.
shit.
Oh, yeah, that's the piece of news I didn't want to talk about. Let's talk about that real quick.
For one though, real quick, just like get this out of the way. Fast and Furious 9
Yeah,
got
that's
pushed
one.
back for a year.
Oh, a whole
A whole
year?
year.
Wow.
I wonder why they did it a whole year, maybe not like
Probably because they
6
want to be
months.
safe and make sure that this shit's all over. Because, you know, when it's over, sometimes it's not over. And, you know, motherfuckers want to act like it is over early, and they're probably just being safe. Like, you know, even if it is over soon, we're gonna give it extra
I
time.
wonder if they wanted to, like, you know, maybe go back and reshoot some stuff or add something. You know, maybe they feel like, ah, you know what? Let's use this as an excuse and let's go just add some shit to this.
Maybe I don't doubt that.
Yeah, that could be a thing. Diplomat says Overwatch canceled, so I guess Overwatch League. Oh yeah, certain events are doing their events. I think March Madness is gonna have no crowds. They don't want any people coming to watch the game.
It's better this way. Don't spread that shit. Other things that are canceled due to the coronavirus. We already know. I think we talked about it before. 007 has been pushed back.
Okay.
Also, Disney has had a number of pushbacks. New Mutants, which, you know, a friend of ours is saying that that movie is fucking
Yeah.
cursed now.
I know, that's what I'm thinking too.
Like,
Just
they literally just put the last trailer out yesterday. It was the last trailer with a TV spot, and it was detailed. Like, usually, that means the movie's about to come out.
Yeah.
They have to
Wow.
delay it now. Because of that shit.
They canceled March Madness. Oh, shit.
Mulan has been pushed back.
Man, that was supposed to come out later this month.
And this great fucking horror movie I've been waiting to see, Antlers, has been pushed back. And I'm like, fuck, that's three good movies I was actually going to watch. three movies I was actually going to watch: Mulan, New Mutants, and Antlers. All pushed back.
Do we have to worry about Black Widow? That's in May.
No, Disney went out. Marvel went out of their way to say Black Widow would not be pushed back. The only way I think they would take that back is if they decide to close movie theaters.
Yeah,
which that could happen.
I know. What is it called? Onward? Is that new Pixar movie?
Yeah, yeah, it's coming out.
That already came out.
Was it last week?
Yeah, like that last weekend. And okay. I heard that it did pretty good, regardless.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if it's a good movie,
people... I think that was a movie that did that. I heard something did good this weekend that people didn't expect it.
I think it was Onward, yeah.
Well, anyways, that's kind of all types of craziness going on. Mm-hmm. And those are some of the big pushbacks that we've had. But wash your hands.
Period. Not with sanitizer. Not with sanitizer. All right, AJ, you want to hit us with another piece of news?
Sure. So... Pokemon in Japan, they're having this event going on. Apparently, there's a, speaking of movies, a new Pokemon movie coming out. Pokemon the movie Coco. I'm not sure what that means or what that stands for, honestly.
I don't know what that means either.
But this is supposed to be coming out in July, I believe. Yeah, July. But with it, for Sword and Shield, if you get your tickets early, then you can get some type of special code or you'll have some type of special way to get a shiny Serebii. Who was our Pokemon of the week last week? A Zarude. You know that new monkey we just saw last week? That dude too. So those are two Pokemon you can get for getting your tickets early for Sword and Shield. Both of them will debut at separate times though. So Serebii is coming out April 17th and then Zarude coming out June 15th. And what's funny about June 15th day, that's so late that number one, that's Tollum's birthday.
Huh? That's funny.
But second off, the expansion for Pokemon, I forgot which version it is, but there's an expansion coming out in the summer. So we haven't gotten a release date for that yet, but maybe that's the date. And maybe that's the date that we'll get it in U.S. because all these days that I just talked about, all the stuff going on right now, that's all in Japan. No word when we're going to get it or how we're going to get it either. Could be mystery gift, could be GameStop's, which I'm not sure how well GameStop is doing to be doing that type of stuff anymore, but something to consider. Maybe we'll get that release date for the new expansion pretty soon because we don't have that. All we know is summer, and we have no date for the new Pokemon either. But anyways, that's in Japan.
All right.
Stay tuned to see what happens here.
Okay, and other news. There is a TV show in the middle of development right now called Clarice, and this is a spinoff of Silence of the Lambs. The original psychological horror movie with Anthony Hopkins,
mm-hmm.
The cannibal, the murdering intelligent cannibal.
Never seen it.
Oh, I don't know if you'll love it, but it's good. It's really good. I don't know if you'll be into it though. But yeah, that's one of those things that people love. It's like a classic. They keep making spinoffs. They keep making more movies of it over time. People will always get more of it. But now there's an Adventures of Clarice coming out. It's going to be on CBS.
Adventures of Clarice.
I don't know if that's the official name.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
but it's the adventures of her, basically. So it's going to take place a year after Silence of the Lambs, and it's only going to be about her hunting down like serial killers and rapists and like crazy-ass people. Because if you know and you've seen the movie...
Batman.
Basically, well, if you know and you've seen the movie, like, she worked her way up to Hannibal Lecter. Like,
oh, for real?
She did a whole bunch of crazy shit before she got there. Like, she's famous, you know?
Ah, okay.
And then she stepped up to him, and that was, spoilers. Like, a little bit too much for her, you know? Like, that fool's crazy, you know? And then this is supposed to be, like, her continuing, like, still showing how good of a detective she is.
Mm.
But, yeah, that's going to be coming on CBS. I thought it was really interesting. A woman named Rebecca Breeds from the show called The Originals, which I love, is going to be playing her.
Oh, okay. I was about to ask, too, like, are they keeping the original actress or not?
No, yeah, they're going to use a new one because she's old now. It was Jodie Foster back in the day.
Oh, wow,
you know?
Okay.
But this girl's from a show called The Originals, which I love. It's about... it's a vampire show, and it's about the original family of vampires. Because, you know, all vampires we know come from the original family. And the original family, you can't kill them with stakes in the heart. Garlic doesn't fuck with them. Crosses don't fuck with them. They don't die like that. The original first vampires are super fucking
powerful.
That's
before they got rules.
Yeah, basically, all their off-breeds are weaker, so, like, they have rules and shit, you know? But them, like, they don't really have rules.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but it's pretty interesting. And, yeah, so keep your eye out open for that. The future of Silence of the Lambs.
Interesting.
AJ?
So last week we talked about Levi's collaborating with Nintendo.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we didn't have any details of what the stuff was going to be looking
like.
Oh,
right.
Now we do. Oh, really? And unfortunately, I can't screen cap it for some reason. Why is everything just falling apart today? What the fuck?
The virus.
Man. Anyway, check it out, T. Look at this shit.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah. So you guys can't see
Bowser
it.
I like his Bowser jacket with the bomb. I like his villain jacket.
He has a jean jacket on, and it looks like just patches, though. Like, I feel like I could have made that with the right patches.
It's true.
But the thing that the chick's wearing, also, he's wearing some pants, too, though. It's just... Imagine
I'm not wearing those pants.
No, I'm not gonna wear those pants either. If I was feeling loud. But like it's just pretty much all the Nintendo characters all just bunched up and they're just everywhere. You know,
actually they had a Van Shu with the same design, if I remember correctly. Oh. With all of them like in a party mode, like all of them
just overlapping each other and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that did come out.
That's funny that
they're recycling the design.
In a way, yeah, they kinda are.
They really are. The jacket is cool though. And like you said, there are just patches, but that's a new design at least.
Yeah, let me go and move this on this side, and then now I can share it with that. Bam, look at that. Yeah, so there's the craziness going on with the clothes. Oh, she has something wearing. I never realized she was wearing the shirt, too. It says Leo with the Mario block.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see that earlier, too. Because everything else was just so loud. Mm-hmm. You can see the simplicity of the white shirt right
that's
there.
That's true.
Also, we got overalls. Check these out. And they got,
damn,
like,
got the coins in the pocket. Back.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, low-key, those overalls are kind of hard.
Right?
That's the only thing I would buy out of this.
I
want to
see
far.
The front.
Yeah, me too.
I want to see what's up there. But
it's like straight Mario design.
Unless it's just that, you know. That's pretty cool, though. I don't know. I haven't worn overalls since I was little, though.
Dude, I'm not even used to clipping them no more now. It's been a long time. You know, yeah, you clip them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. But yeah, so no date on this yet either. Oh, wait, April 1st. Oh, no, April 1st, they'll showcase, I guess, more of it. But as far as that, we don't know any other dates on when this is going to be coming out. But look out for that with Levi. So that Super Mario Cross Levi collaboration coming soon.
I only got a couple pieces before we take the break, I say. If you're up for that.
Yeah.
But so, Marvel news, Thor 4 news, Vin Diesel let it slip in a recent interview that the Guardians will be making a solid cameo in Thor Love and Thunder. So
who? The Guardians?
The Guardians of the Galaxy. Huh. So I guess he was talking in an interview about Bloodshot, you know, about that new movie that's about to come out, Bloodshot, which is also based on a comic from Image from back in the day. But he was talking in an interview, and, you know, no one can resist asking the Marvel stars about Marvel shit, even when they're not interviewing for that.
I bet.
And they asked him, you know, like, hey, and they asked him a real offhanded random question. Hey, the Guardians, are they going to show up in Thor Love and Thunder at all? Because, like, last time we saw Thor, he was with the Guardians, you know? He's like, yeah, man, he's like, the Guardians are definitely showing up. He's like, there's going to be a little appearance from them. He's like, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but they are showing up. He was going to say that they are showing up. He's like, and he did say, I don't know if all of them are showing up. But he said there will be an appearance from the Guardians of the Galaxy in Thor Love and Thunder. And I was like, okay, that's pretty cool, because I think we had heard an earlier rumor that maybe they weren't going to be in it, and I was like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, how are we going to know how he got there without knowing that they're with him, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Vin Diesel said, yeah, some of the Guardians will be making an appearance in Thor 4, so damn. It's a big slip in an interview. Maybe he was allowed to make that slip, because I feel it's a little bit too
Vin,
big.
Vin Diesel said that, you said.
Vin Diesel.
The whole time I was thinking you're talking about Thor saying that, fucking Chris Hemsworth.
Groot.
Yeah,
not
Groot
Thor,
said
Groot,
that.
Groot said that.
So the fact that Groot said that means Groot's going to be in it.
Yeah. The rumor is that Groot and Rocket Raccoon will be mainly in it, along with Thor, and that the others will just cameo for a brief moment, you know, like they just showed up or whatever, and yeah. But that's the rumor.
Interesting.
But definitely, Vin Diesel did say for sure, Guardians will be making an appearance.
All right, then.
Yeah. AJ?
All right. So, you said you're going to take that one. I'll talk about this one. Them Fightin' Herds. You ever heard of this game?
I like the name already, but no.
No? I'm pretty sure you probably have heard of it once. Actually, let me play this video. But this is what the game is. So, this game's history, real quick. This was supposed to be a My Little Pony fighting game. It was supposed to be called My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. And this was a game that was being worked on.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, like 5 years ago, maybe. And then right away when this game started to, like, you know, being talked about, Hasbro came through and was like, nope, you're not doing this shit.
Oh, because they have the rights.
Yeah, because Hasbro owns the rights to My Little Pony. So, yeah, they have GGPO. That's cool. Good to know. So, yeah, so that got shut down. But the like creator, the person in charge of the remake that's currently going on for My Little Pony, actually came through and helped that person make original characters. So this game is pretty much just a bunch of like four-legged creatures fighting. You got dragons, you got horses, you got llamas, you got a camel, I think. You got a deer in there, it looks like, a cow. And it's been in beta ever since. But they just announced, like, just the other day that version 1.0, the official release, coming out, day?
Shit.
April 2nd.
It looks pretty sick already. I kind of like the feel of it.
Yeah, it's going to be on PC only so far. I'm not sure if they have any plans for any other releases or not. But it looks pretty sick. I'm kind of down to try it. It's a 2D fighter, so it shouldn't be, like, you know, too, like, unusual to play. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm focusing on so many other fighting games now, but I'm not sure if I want to actually do it. But it looks pretty sick, though.
It looks good. I'm liking the feel of it already. Yeah. All right. One last piece of news before we jump into music of the week, and I think it's very appropriate.
No, it has something to do with horses?
No, it has something to do with music.
Oh.
So, Tidal has released a listening party. Tidal is the music company owned by Jay-Z.
Right.
They announced a listening party. It's a 3-day at three different events listening party. Los Angeles, New Orleans, and New York.
What is a listening party?
For someone to release a new album.
Ah, oh, okay, okay.
And they like invite people to, you can come with them and listen to it with a group. Usually a bunch of famous people there too.
Right, right.
Guess what? You know whose listening party it was? Jay Electronica.
What?
3 days announced. Listening party. Also followed by iTunes announcing a track list for his first album.
What?
And the
it's
first,
real?
It's, dude, I know. Me and Raheem were like, when we first heard this news, me and my brother, when we first heard this news, we're like, whatever. We both were ignoring it. For literally
I would have too.
We both kept seeing news for a whole day. We're like, no, whatever, whatever, whatever. Today, more shit started coming out. And Apple came out and said, hey, here's the track list for Jay Electronica's first album. Guess what? All in Arabic. With some fucking numbers on it, right?
That's funny.
Someone decoded it.
Ooh.
Dude, it's a track list.
That's crazy.
It really is a real track list.
Damn, next week, Dr. Dre's gonna be like, detox coming soon.
Oh my God, man. I don't know if I'm ready
then,
for it.
And like, then Val's gonna come through like, Half-Life 3.
You know, basically. the weird thing, his first album is not called Act 2, the turn, like we thought it was gonna be called.
Hmm.
It's actually called A Written Testimony. Now, however, it does have a couple track titles that were listed for Act 2. So I don't know if he reworked that album or this is a new album and he just used a couple tracks from that.
Mm.
But either way, it's his first album's really coming.
All right. It's a real thing, guys.
Yeah, some of the tracks listed are The Omnipotent Event, The Eternal Tale, The Cosmic Soldier, The Shiny Suit Theory, which is reappearing, and The Wheel of Ezekiel. These are just a few names, a few track lists to name a few. Also, apparently right now, this is breaking news right here. You ready?
Oh, wait.
Right now. On YouTube, apparently he's streaming the album.
Oh, wow.
Because I guess they had to cancel the
party.
The parties because of the coronavirus.
Oh, man.
But, and so everyone was like, apparently everyone had a backlash immediately, like, fuck Jay Electronica. Okay, it's never coming out,
it's
right?
It's never coming out, yeah.
But just a couple hours ago, he said, hey, we're streaming it. So I guess right now on YouTube, on Jay Electronica's page, he's streaming the album.
That's crazy.
But it's been streaming for 20 minutes. So you possibly missed 20 minutes of the album if you're going to tune
like
in right
half
now.
Of it.
Probably half of it. I mean, it's an hour long album or something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If anyone's a huge fan of him, you might want to fucking tune into that shit right now. Right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of like the virus canceling events, a lot of events are doing this, going to streaming. Like a lot of events that have been canceled that want to showcase stuff still have been announcing like, oh yeah, you know, instead of going to that event since we can't go there, we'll like, you know, we'll give you more details on us streaming it and stuff like that.
And you know what's funny? Last year they were talking about how ridiculous it would be to stream movies so you could watch them there at home and like pay extra to watch them at home.
That's
first.
Something that Netflix wants to do.
Yeah, well remember they were, we talked about it last year. Yeah. Remember like that it was a thing and people were fighting against it saying it's stupid and all this shit and we were like even saying, man, it's not the best idea. But now that this fucking virus is happening, it might be the only option to release some of these movies.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's crazy.
That's
anyway,
crazy.
That's my last piece of news before we jump into our break.
Yeah. Funny thing real quick, too. Like, I remember I played a Jay Electronica track for Music of the Week a couple years ago. And, like, in the middle of that track, actually, we're recording that episode. There was something wrong with our setup. Where our voices were being recorded through our camera microphone rather than our system microphone. So even though we muted the mics, it was still picking up our voices through the camera. Which was funny because while Music of the Week was happening and I was playing my J Electronica song, you were telling me about this whole scenario. Like, yeah, and that was like 2 or 3 years ago that happened.
That's fucking funny.
Well, how long have we been here? Because it was back at the apartment, so even longer than that.
We've been
here
about three
damn.
Years. No, we've been here about four or five years.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
And what's damn. Funny, and what's funny, what I did too is that I edit the podcast in a way where as the music was happening, I lowered it so you can hear us talking about it because that was all so funny.
Oh, because we didn't know how to get around it at the time. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I just kind of, that's a little funny little gem for podcasts that I'll edit something weird sometimes into it. But he's actually coming out with an album now, which is funny.
Real.
Anyways.
Music power.
Oh, yeah. This is part of the show. This is Music of the Week. Part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Yeah, mine's from a new rapper I hadn't heard about. Apparently, he's been around for a couple years. His name's YBN Cordae. The song's called...
Sounds like a chef.
He's pretty dope, though. His name's Have Mercy. The song's called Have Mercy. He reminds me of J. Cole, like young J. Cole.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Aiden. All right. My track? Ah, shit. I looked it up and I forgot what it is. Oh, yeah. It's Porter Robinson. I'm guessing this might be a new track called Get Your Wish. I heard it the other day. It sounded pretty dope. Sharing it with you guys today.
Check it out.
And we'll be back after this music break.
Sweet Lord, please have mercy. Baby Jesus, please save us. I know I used up my three favors. Back to sending like a week later. New car, speed racer, copper crib. Need acres. Most of all, we all need prayer. Karma coming, beware. I don't know where I'm going, but I hope I'm on the right path. Life will hit you with a light jab. Mike Tyson, strike back. You niggas going out, slight sad. Boy, I'm all about my back. New drip, I grab. I just wanna get my life back. It's no complaining on this side. My nigga shit is not tolerated. Cause some niggas off like an operation. Now my team way more consolidated. Sweet presidential, that's inauguration. Cause we cooking crack like Ronald Reagan. Chip on my shoulder, boy, I'm not for waiting. Divine timing took a lot of patience. Now it's time for the takeover. All gas and the brakes slower. Took a trip out to Tokyo. Now I'm here in Paris for the layover. Fuck old niggas, boy, your day's over. You mad at me cause your pay slower. Better nigga, you a shade throw. I was just sleeping on Ace over. Now I'm
I didn't miss it. Why does this foot look like a bitch?
Music's good, though. Oops. All right. That was our music of the week. And your track again, T?
My track again was called YBN Cordae, and the song is called Mercy Me.
And my track was Porter Robinson with Get Your Wish. Right. And it was funny because I was about to say this on the mic, but T said it before I could say it. It sounds like Genki Rocket. Give me some Genki Rocket vibes, that one track. Which is funny because Porter Robinson, that's not really... Like his
that's
style.
That's not his regular style.
Yeah, that's his regular style, yeah.
Huh, interesting.
Maybe he's been listening to Genki Rockets.
Maybe. You know what's funny? My girlfriend made me a mix and she put this Korean song on my mix.
Damn Koreans.
Dude, it straight up sounded like Genki Rockets. Like, I mean, it didn't sound like that song, but I felt like it was a song they would make.
Right.
And I was like, this is pretty dope. And I was like, who's this remind me of? It took me like a while. I think that's why this came to my head so quick, because it took me a while to remember who I was thinking about. But it was Genki Rockets. So I was
that's
like,
funny.
Okay.
And then, by the way, guys, that track, and maybe later on I'll add the other track that T just had, was gonna be, it's gonna be on our playlist, our Unfocus MOTW Music of the Week playlist on Spotify.
I was looking at it. Our playlist is looking pretty hard, bro. That's pretty nice ass playlist.
We have 67 tracks on it right now, because this is from like the first 20 episodes, not the first 20 episodes, but the episode 100 through 120, I think, is what I got so far, plus the last couple weeks. 67 tracks so far. So imagine adding another 100 episodes worth.
Yeah.
That's a lot of tracks. It sounds like an awesome playlist. Anyways, Spotify, look for AJ Twist and look for that playlist if you're interested. And with that said, should we jump back into...
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Don't make me push the wrong button. Yes. Okay. This is the dude. The dude. By the way, guys, again, here live on stream, we're green screenless. Once again, just for fun.
Unfocused, no filter.
It's not permanent. Yeah, right? Hashtag no filter.
Yeah, right?
Anyways, who wants to start it off?
You want to go or should I go?
I'll go then. So, Reggie, remember him?
Oh, yeah. America's Nintendo
representative
at the time. Now it's Bowser.
He was a former Nintendo of America president.
Now it's Bowser.
Yeah, Doug Bowser, not Koopa.
Not
Bowser.
Not Koopa Bowser. Yeah. Oh, okay, I get confused.
Me too. You know, they look the same. apparently, he's joining GameStop's board of directors next month, so he's going to be directing some GameStop stuff, which hopefully helps them out with stuff and surviving, and then maybe Nintendo will start giving away Pokemon there again. I don't know. But yeah, so that's all I wanted to say. He's going somewhere. Everyone thought he just retired from everything. But now he's going to do some other gaming stuff, which is interesting because he went from Panda Express to Nintendo to all games now. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to be just stuck to Nintendo. He wanted to be like, fucking, I want to mess with, you know, PlayStation and Xbox and anything else that comes out in the future. So I guess look out for that behind the scenes, Reggie. Oh, damn, I'm short on news now.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
All right, let's, I guess we'll condense, we'll do what we can.
All right.
All right, so I got some stuff here. One thing I want to mention real quick, Call of Duty.
Oh, shit, I've heard of that game.
Yeah, you know, it's okay.
It's all right. It's
mildly popular.
It makes me sick, but I know I've heard of it.
So, there's a new one that's currently in rotation called Call of Duty Warzone. I know, but this one is currently Call of Duty Warzone. It'll be on PS4 and Xbox One, and it has already launched on PS4, Xbox One, and PC for Steam, so you can get it right now. It's already available. What the thing I want to talk to you about this, I think is interesting. It's the first game with this many mutual players available. It's not available yet, but within the next month, there will be a maximum of 200 players that can play in the same field at one time.
Oh, so it's a battle royale. Oh, this is their battle royale.
This is their battle royale.
This is a free-to-play battle royale video game. Was released a couple weeks ago. Oh, no, last week, March 10th.
Yeah, this is exactly why. Actually, it was 2 days ago. Yeah. 2 days ago. It's really interesting because, you know, this is something we only dreamed about as children, that you could play a game on 200 people online in one big ass war battle.
What's crazy is that all the other battle royale games is only 100 people. This is 200 people. This is double the amount, which is fucking wild. And then fucking Diplomats in chat says it's 82 gigs. Fuck.
Oh, 82 shit. Gigs?
Damn. That's crazy.
It makes sense. You probably need at least that much to interact with so many fucking people. You know what I mean?
Well, like, I mean, technically, you download one character, you should have them all, right? They're all going to be the same army dude, right?
Yeah, but I mean, of the processing power, like, if they're all doing shit at the same time in one game, like...
If that's the case, too, and then since it is a free-to-play game, it should not all rely on one person's computer. It should all be on their own servers. So that still doesn't make up for the fact that it's so huge.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Like, unless you're just downloading so many textures and maps and stuff, I guess that's the only really thing it could be, but that's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what is going on with that.
I know, I think, like, Fortnite's, like, a lot smaller than that. But then again, Fortnite's not that, like, high, like, def, like, you know, realistic textures and all that. But still, man, it's crazy. 82 gigs.
Yeah, and they said they've tested it over and over. They wanted to launch with something... they've been wanting to try something like this for a while, but they want to launch with something that they know works really well and have tested to the nines, and then play around with these different teams and sizes and stuff. So I guess 200 might, from what they're saying in the interview, it sounds like 200 might only be the beginning. That one Whoa. Day, I mean, not for this game. Like, this might be the max for this game. But for future games, they might be aiming to do more, which could be cool if there's purpose for everything. You can't just have fucking 400 people running around randomly doing shit. Like, there's got to be, like, jobs. And I mean, you could, but, like, it may not be fun anymore at that point, you know?
Yeah,
and have jobs and roles and things for people to do.
Well,
and
the thing, you know how Fortnite works?
No, tell me more.
So, Fortnite, you can do one-on-one or, like, one versus everyone else. Or you can do groups of threes. But what happens throughout the game, though, and the reason why it's so popular is because it's quick pace. Once you die, you just start a new game right away. And then it's pretty much last one standing, right? Mm-hmm. So you're out looking for people, so you can be the last one standing. And on top of that, so people are not camping out in corners and shit like that. There's in the game of Fortnite, you're on an island and there's a storm all around you, and that storm gets like that. The storm kind of closes in on you, and it gets smaller and smaller. And then if you're in the storm, you pretty much almost like die. It's not instantly, but you lose life.
Yeah,
you
lose life quick. Yeah.
So you're kind of forced to go more into the center of the map to avoid the storm. So then everyone else is slowly going to the center of the map.
So that causes the drama.
Yeah.
So that everyone's running into each other now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So hopefully they're doing something similar in that case, so people are not just camping out in corners forever trying to outlast everything. Which was my plan originally in Fortnite, so I figured out what was going on. I was like, oh, shit, I'm being forced to the middle. I'm going to have to meet these people at some point. So hopefully it's some shit like that. Also, I'm also thinking about this old game that came out a while back. I want to say it was called Mag or something like that. The Mag, maybe? I don't know. Something like that. But it was supposed to be a multi, you know, person game where, like, people are, like, in different vehicles and stuff like that. And people had jobs, like people like were in charge of being in tanks and like just different aircrafts. But the thing that sucked about that game is that it is called Mag. So,
Steven, oh, it's Mag.
Yeah, it's called Mag. Yeah, Massive Action Game. That's what I knew it had some type of weird acronym for it. But yeah, so that game failed, I suppose, as being a huge battle royale game in some way. But maybe they're doing. I'm not sure what they're doing with this. Call of Duty version of it.
Was it supposed to be?
It was like 20? It was pretty huge. No, it was like I think you want to say like 80 or something like that.
Wow, that's big.
Or yeah, I want to say something like that.
For back then,
yeah, that was pretty good. And then Fortnite just came through and just fucking destroyed the whole thing and had Battle Royale. They did a lot better. Mm-hmm. But the thing with the Mag version though is that you weren't literally there in the same map with everyone. You were kind of like in your own map and doing certain objectives that would affect everyone else's map in a way. I think it's how they got around it being a massive game. Like, you really...
Your story affects this story.
Yeah, like, you're all playing one big story, but you're, like, separating your own little game, your own little server in a way, I suppose.
Well, that's kind of cool. I kind of get it.
Yeah, and in this case, though, you're, like, everyone. You can meet anyone at any point, so... Anyways, what are you looking for here?
That's just for backup for later. For my next piece of news. You ready for that?
Okay.
Can you look for me? Mario Lego. I want you to bring the video up too. I have a picture, but
I already have it up right here.
Oh, nice! Perfect.
You just tell me. No, that because it was supposed to be my news.
Oh, that's right. So, there was a leak earlier this week about there supposedly being some kind of Mario Lego shit coming out.
Yeah.
And immediately, not immediately, but a day or two after, like pretty fucking quickly, this fucking trailer came out.
It wasn't a leak. It was actually both Lego and Nintendo doing a little like a teaser.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so it wasn't a leak. This was on purpose.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't a leak because I saw both Nintendo and Lego announce this. And so I actually had it on my news earlier this week, like, oh, there's going to be another collaboration with Nintendo with Lego this time. And as I was researching it today to get more details, everything else was out there. So I was like, oh, shit. But anyways.
We might have to do a little research because I heard it was a leak. And then I feel like maybe they responded to this by putting out a trailer like really quickly. Because it was a leak?
Oh, no.
I'll look into it some more. But Lego Mario Lego have a connection going. They're going to have a little project working together with making Mario-based setups and backgrounds and characters with Lego designs.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking cool idea. Kind of makes you wonder why no one thought about this sooner, doesn't it? With the blocks, like, you know, I don't know. 16-bit blocks, like, it all makes sense to me. I'm like,
that makes sense. People said that about Minecraft forever, and they're probably doing it now. But yeah, this one I never really crossed my mind that much. But what's crazy about this is that this is like electronic. Like, there's a Mario figure, and he has like this little display on his chest. And as you take him through this course that you can make up. He will actually collect coins. He knows when you stomp on an enemy.
He shows you things.
He knows when you get to the end.
Scores and points, basically, right?
Yeah. So
that is weird, really weird.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. It apparently has some Bluetooth ability on it because there's a Bluetooth button in the back of that thing that they just showed right now. Also, his eyes are also a display. Oh, his mouth is also a display picture too, like a screen.
What? His mouth is a screen?
Yeah, his eyes, his mouth, and right on his chest are all things that can be animated by this little like LCD screen or something. Also, I saw here not only there's a baby Bowser, but there's a fucking Yoshi Lego thing you can make, which is pretty cool.
Okay, so I guess the leak is that some... there was already some kind of like silent sale.
Oh, wow.
For some of this shit.
Interesting.
And now it's got announced to the public. So people are like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. Motherfuckers were able to buy this shit in advance, you know, basically? Like,
there's actually no announcement for this either, other than later this year.
Which is even weirder. Yeah. I'm sure that's even more reason why people are mad. Like, wait, how could there have been a sale for this if there's no announcement? Like, how are niggas already getting this shit? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So
one thing to kind of just talk about this too, because it's Lego, and like, yeah, I fuck with Legos. Also, I remember as a kid, I had this Lego train set, which is pretty fucking dope. So it was electric, and it rolled on its own tracks and all that. But there's these little tablet things that you can place on the track that will tell it when the train should stop for 5 seconds, when it should like start going forward, and when it can go backwards and all that. So I feel like this is almost like a spin on that technology from back then. Because that was pretty dope. You put these little tablets on the track, and the train passes by, and if it rolls over that tablet, then it knows, oh, I need to stop. Or if it says a U-turn, then it'll be like, oh, let me stop and start going in reverse now.
That's pretty cool.
So I feel like this is almost based on somewhat the same technology, except now we're so far advanced. We have, like, NFC chips and all that. So I wouldn't doubt this running on some type of similar technology, NFC, which also makes me think that maybe if NFC is involved, Amiibos run on NFC technology.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So what if this Mario figure has some connection to, like, Switches and all that? That would be pretty cool.
You're getting into some conspiracy theory shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man, that's what I do, you know? Anyway, this shit looks dope, though. I'm kind of down. You know, Nintendo and Hot Wheels have a thing going on, too. And they have Mario Kart shit, Mario Kart tracks and all that. And I was kind of thinking, like, man, I just want to buy one of these sets and put it together once and fuck with it for a minute. Fuck that. I want this Lego shit now.
It looks pretty cool. Though.
Yeah, look at that Yoshi. I want that Yoshi more than anything. Anyways.
All right. AJ?
Whoa. If I switch screens, we are going to be invisible? What the fuck are we?
I mean, society makes us invisible already. No, I'm just
that is deep, see?
Felt like some deep shit to say.
That was some deep shit. Oh, here we go. That was wrong. All right, more news?
Yeah, your turn.
All right, so what up, guys? I made you twist. I'm looking for news. Nintendo. Oh, yeah, so Nintendo PlayStation, that Nintendo PlayStation system that we're talking about. Remember how we were talking about it was on auction? It was like, how much was it back then? Like 100,000 or something at the time?
Was it that much?
I don't remember. We talked about a couple of weeks ago that it was up for auction, and we were kind of talking about the pricing at that moment and what it was. Anyways, it sold. Like,
oh yeah, we were talking about the auctioning of this. Yeah, we did talk about this. Yeah. That's right.
So the Sony PlayStation, Nintendo Sony PlayStation, the concept. This is what, you know, the PlayStation ended up spinning off to become, because Nintendo and Sony, you know, couldn't come to terms or some shit, and they just went their own separate ways.
Am I seeing a theme with Sony?
And the 64 came through, and then yeah, I know, right? And then the PlayStation just went ahead and made their own system and had a success. So it sold for $360,000 through this auction. And the guy that won it, because it was kind of hidden for a little bit, but it was this dude named, what was his name? I forgot his name. Greg McLemore.
Maybe it was Greg.
Oh, shit. It was Greg, dude.
This is getting too too deep, bro. I don't know if I'm ready for any more of this news.
Holy shit, it was Greg. Damn, Steven says it was Nintendo's biggest mistake, possibly. I don't know. They're doing pretty good.
I
kind of
think
now.
Their biggest mistake was that one CD thing that they made where it had the weird ass Zelda games.
Oh, true. That
the CDI. There you go. The Nintendo
Phillips,
CDI.
The Phillips
system. Yeah, that's their biggest mistake. So
for
you
sure.
Got to take that back, Steve.
You know, it's funny. It's just like in Powerpuff Girls, how Mojo Jojo found out that he was involved in the creation of the Powerpuff Girls.
I created them?
Yeah.
I'm the one who was led to the responsibility of them being born?
This is kind
of
what happened. You know, Nintendo and Sony were doing a thing. Sony had nothing to do with games at the time.
Yeah.
And then Nintendo and Sony just didn't work out. And so Sony went off on their own and made the PlayStation. And now they're like one of the biggest consoles right now. So Nintendo's over here like, shit, we made that happen. They could have had them unlocked this whole time. It's been friends and all that. Now they're enemies.
Right.
But yeah, anyways. So this Greg dude, he's actually the founder of Pets.com. And I think something else simple like Toys.com or something like that. But these .com names that he had them in the beginning during the .com boom. This is before the internet blew up and exploded and all that. So he has money. With this money and with this purchase that he got, his plans is to open a gaming museum, because apparently he has a huge gaming collection, not only with like, you know, old like consoles and all that, but also with arcade machines. So he may open a museum pretty soon and throw this in there for people to actually check out, which would be pretty crazy.
Okay.
But that's what happened with that thing, in case anyone was interested.
All right. In other news, Disney has been releasing more news about Avengers Campus, which is the thing they're going to be having in California Adventures, referencing the Marvel shit.
What they need to do is get the Avengers out here to fight the virus.
I don't know if they're ready for that. That's more of an X-Men thing, I think.
Okay.
But they got the rights to it, so it's cool. But on that same note, people were asking the people designing the theme park, will they ever do Fantastic Four and X-Men things? And this guy says, honestly, that's the embarrassment of riches. This is the vice president of the whole theme park creators. His name is Dave Bushor. He says, honestly, that's the embarrassment of riches and that we've got all this shit in front of us. He said, I think that we're going to have available to us the stories and storytellers of Fantastic Four. But now you have this ability, especially with our universes, to be able to take one thing from a show or a movie and kind of use it for our advantage and kind of make our own story based off of it. So what I'm getting from him is that basically they're going to go, and he goes on to talk about more about the Marvel history. He's going to go off of the history that Marvel movies have built, but the rides and the specials for the park will kind of make their own universe.
Okay.
You might see people you know. I mean, I don't want to say make their own universe. Okay. But kind of like make sides, like, you know, the Guardians ride, you know about the Guardians Tower of Terror ride?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
How it kind of has a little side story that takes place between.
I don't know. Oh, like it has its own story going on for that ride.
It's
okay.
It's got a side story that takes place in the middle of number 2.
And that's what Disney does too, like Indiana Jones and yeah, like.
They find places like for their shit.
Matterhorn has like a story going on in it that I don't know it so well, but there's a Yeti involved somewhere.
Right, right, right. Yeah, it's about you're in a Matterhorn hunting the Yeti, basically. Okay. That's the story. So basically they're saying that, you know, there will be a story for all this shit, all the Avengers stuff. There is going to be something about that.
That's cool.
However, at this theme park, they will eventually try to incorporate Fantastic Four and X-Men shit. That's what the guy who's running the park is saying right now. He says, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure we're going to be using their plot points and stories to tell stories. And he went on to say right now, Marvel is basically acting like Endgame happened with this theme park, but the story's going a different way from whatever the shows and the movies are going to be doing. So they are going to acknowledge things that happened in Endgame and Infinity War just to make us all feel comfortable. But it's really not the same shit. It's like a parallel universe, like a new Marvel
universe.
It's
just, yeah, it's just a park, man. It's like, don't try to, like.
It's a theme park.
It's a theme park. Come
on. Think of it, but, you know, you can think of it as the difference between the comics and the movies.
How? What?
Imagine this is a third universe. The comics, you got the movies. And then you got the theme parks. It's a totally third universe.
I don't want to think of it as a universe. I want to think of it as an attraction that like looks like everything I've seen in the movies.
Well, they're telling you, it's gonna reference movie shit. But
okay,
that's fine. It's not gonna really be.
It's like Harry Potter Land in like the
And
like what you may call it, the Star Wars shit.
Yeah, they come. Well, they say it's different from the Star Wars shit because I guess the Star Wars shit fits into their canon.
What's that called?
Galaxy's Edge.
Galaxy's Edge, yeah.
Yeah, so the difference between this, they even talk about this, too. The difference between this and Galaxy's Edge is the Galaxy's Edge shit fits into the Star Wars canon somehow. Like, there's a story going on for the Galaxy's Edge shit that actually does have a place in the Star Wars movies. Like, it takes place in somewhere in the movies.
Wow, okay.
But the Avengers shit.
They're not doing that with the Avengers.
Yeah, yeah. They're okay. Like, they are basically making it off of our history that we know from the movies. However, it's a different universe. Like, they're going to make stories that have nothing to do with the fucking movies. It does not connect to it at all.
So, according to Steven in chat, too, he says probably something like with the VR thing. He said Benedict Cumberbatch is being used for some VR thingy, but it's not canon.
It's true. It's true, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's true, yeah. So, you know, they want to make money. Like, and they want to use the characters that are gone. So I wouldn't doubt that they would get Chris Evans or Robert Downey eventually to make some appearances in these rides, you know?
That'd be cool.
Because, like, it's separate.
Are they going to have that robotic Spider-Man jumping around this campus?
Yes, this is where it's going to be happening.
Yes! All right, that's cool. I'm excited now.
As long as he doesn't go off the rails.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I don't want to fuck him up.
Because he won't have any rails to be on, to you, so he's going to be all off the rails.
It's all web swinging.
Exactly.
Touche, AJ.
He's not supposed to have rails.
All right, AJ, news?
Yeah, I think this is my last one.
I only got one more, so it's perfect.
All right. So not something that I'm too hyped about, but I'm pretty sure some people are. Spawn. We got a little trailer for Spawn.
Oh, there's a trailer?
For Mortal Kombat, yeah.
Oh, for Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I thought you meant for their, like, his new thing that they're making.
No, I'm sorry, too. I know, you must be disappointed now.
Just a little, but yeah. It's okay.
But yeah, so he's coming out March 17th for early access, folks. And the full release for everyone else, March 24th. So that's next week and the week after. So yeah, it's Spawn. I mean, he has guns.
He's got guns. He looks and chains cool. And the cape.
Yeah, he does some crazy
and
shit.
Fire.
And it's
fire.
It's Spawn in Mortal Kombat. I mean, there's not much.
What more do you want?
Yeah, which more? Well, exactly. One thing too that's cool is that there was also an interview with what's his name, the creator. Tom McFarlane. Yeah. If you go to shuriken.com, there's this long article where someone chats with him and asks him all these questions about Spawn, the character. And throughout that conversation, I haven't read the whole thing, but there's mentions about, like, Soul Calibur 2 in there and all that, because Spawn was a guest character for Soul Calibur 2. So it was Necrid. So if anyone's interested in just seeing some, like, you know, just behind-the-scenes stuff and just get his point of view of Spawn in the game and whatever else, go and check that article out. I want to check it out eventually. I just didn't have time to read it, so I can't share with you what was there. But I'm pretty sure that's a pretty interesting little interview to read.
Very cool. My last piece of news. Disney wanted to talk about one of their classic movies. A lot of you, as well as me, probably don't know this movie because it came out back in the 60s or 50s or something like that.
Okay.
It's one of Disney's early movies called The Song of the South.
And sounds kind of familiar, actually. I think I've heard of it.
You know, if you've ever been on Splash Mountain,
huh?
That ride is based off of The Song of the South.
Oh, interesting.
With Br'er Rabbit. Look, there's Br'er Rabbit in the front right there. Okay,
yeah, this looks familiar. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, it's really old. Most likely us have... all of us in our age range have never seen it. Even people in age range behind you might not have seen it. But this was a movie released in the 50s or 60s. And it basically ignores slavery and teaches you that slavery was cool and everybody was happy. And it was a Disney movie. It combined animation and live action people. Mm-hmm. Had black people in it, but not treated so well like they should be.
Even in this?
Yeah,
where
yeah,
the
dude,
lead was a black dude?
Yeah, but they treated it like slavery didn't really happen, or like, you know, everybody was happy with slavery. It was like they fucked with the history of it with this movie. And the worst part is it has one of the most famous Disney songs of all time that you still hear every time you go to Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
Called Zippity Doodah.
Oh, man.
Like, you know that. I'm sure everyone knows the song. That came from this movie, Song of the South. And a lot of people were like, oh, yeah, release this fucking movie. I remember this from back in the day, or I like this, or I want to hear that song, blah, blah. Disney's like, no. Bob Iger went out of his way to say, this will never show up on Disney Plus. And the reason for that is he's like, it's not appropriate for the time. Like, period. He's like, it's not right.
All they got to do.
The fact that it was made how it was, he's like, it's not right. He's like, they will not release it. If you want to hunt down the Blu-ray or the DVD, you could do that. He's like, but they're not putting it on Disney Plus, he said.
All you gotta do is slap one of those labels on there like they do with some of the other stuff on there.
It's a big-ass fucking label, like, it's all good.
Now, have you read the description for, like, Steamboat Willie? It's like, some of the actions depicted on this is, like, you know, for the time, you know, it may not be appropriate for now, but was, like, made back. Is it, like, some stuff like that? Disclaimer to kind of let you know, like, okay, some of the stuff that's going on in here...
It's
old timey. Might be kind of racist. You may not agree with it today.
I think that's way more acceptable with Steamboat Willie than it is with something that was like actually demeaning physical black actors. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's a little different.
For Tom and Jerry? What the fuck?
Tom and Jerry.
Steven says, just make Whoopi Goldberg do the intro like she did for Tom and Jerry.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I want to know,
too.
I don't think that's going to make this movie okay, honestly. I was like, I've seen clips of this movie, and I'm like, there's like a kid falling in tar, and they make jokes about them being black. Like, dude, it's not. It's all bad, bro. I'm with Bob Iger on this one. This is the one time I agree with him.
Bob Iger is no longer with the company, right?
Oh, shit. We didn't talk about that.
We haven't talked about that, huh?
Oh, we're fucking... I'm sorry. Oh, we're fucking up, dude. You're right. We got to talk about it briefly. It's not that he's not with Disney. He is still with Disney.
Oh, she did a disclaimer.
It's not that Bob Iger's not with Disney anymore. But
they switched Bob's, I heard.
Yeah, he's no longer the chairman of Disney, yeah, which is a big deal.
He stepped down.
Yeah, and there's a new guy, which we already knew this new guy was going to be taking his place. It just happened sooner than we thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like not much.
It's a new Bob.
Yeah, it's a new Bob. It's different.
I forgot what Bob it was, but Bob something.
Yeah, and so it's not like this is a complete surprise, but we just didn't think it was going to happen so quickly. And we didn't think Bob Iger was going to give up his spot because he stepped down. He didn't get fired. He stepped down. Like, he gave up the spot.
Because he was going to step down a long time ago, but they wanted him to stay on just to the Fox deal to kind of, you know, be completed and all that. Yeah. And then I guess it's done because he stepped down.
Yeah. Because apparently he wanted to run for president in this past race.
Oh. And did he make it, huh?
And Disney begged him. No, Disney begged him, like, dude, please stay with us for the Fox closure of the deal because they want to make sure it all goes through smoothly and clearly.
Well, he has another 4 years to prepare.
Yeah, he can even run next time. Might be better for him after all these shenanigans.
Yeah. Steven says he's going to stay on as creative consultant, which I've also heard, too. So he'll still be with the company for a bit.
He'll still be with them. Yeah, he's still
not the main head anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't make decisions anymore, but they have to run a lot of shit by him. But I honestly think it's good he's out because he was the one pushing the family friendly vibe that Disney has to stay family friendly. Like, yeah, he was a big fan of that. He was like old school Disney. That's why he got hired because he's old school Disney. He wants it to be family friendly. He doesn't want it to be like too much. That's part of why he won't even consider Song of the South. I'm not saying he should.
Yeah.
But that's part of why he doesn't even fucking, like, he's like, that's not coming out.
Which,
like,
makes sense, yeah.
You know, like, I get him. I get where he's coming
from. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's cool. But everything else, like, currently, like, maybe now that he's stepping down, maybe things might get a little more...
It could be.
A little more adult here and there.
Yeah, maybe Derrickson could make a real scary Doctor Strange movie. Yeah. You know, maybe some characters can die. Maybe we can actually see some blood and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
And we'll get Wolverine with some bloody claws.
It's not impossible. It could be the reason why Bob Iger's not there anymore. They could have been putting pressure on him to make it more realistic and more like adult friendly, and he was like, no.
Adult friendly.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know what you mean, though. Rated R?
Yeah, more rated R. And then, you know, he was like, no, that's not the Disney way. And they're like, we're the Disney way because we're the fucking, you know, we're the investors.
The Disney way is money.
Yeah, and we're investing.
And so sex sells.
Do what we're doing. Yeah, do what we tell you to do. And he's like, no. And, like, maybe that's why they wanted somebody to do. Someone who wasn't afraid. Because, maybe. Dude, Deadpool is now on the MCU. Like,
yeah.
Like, they kind of have to adapt with those things. You know, they kind of got to move forward now. Like, I'm not saying everything's got to be fucking raunchy and and violent. But
for sure.
You got to keep it in mind that it has to be in your
universe. Now you can do that when you feel like it's necessary and appropriate to do so.
Exactly. Exactly.
Without hesitating. All right.
Yep, you know that. AJ?
Yeah. I'm done. You good?
Do I have any more?
I don't know. I don't have any more. This is what happens when we run out of news on a show. We just, like, don't know what to do now.
Wait, hold on.
now we're
struggling. That might have been my last one, bro. Okay. One last thing.
I got one more fun thing. I'll show.
Okay, we both have one more thing.
Yeah, there's no. I didn't want it to be news.
So there's two things about Spider-Man. One, Sony announced they will be working on a new script for Spider-Man, and it will not be connected to the MCU. This is the one we talked about. I tagged in our little group. They said they're working on it. It's going to be happening, and it has somebody attached to it. He's worked on other shit. Like, he worked on Amazing Spider-Man 2, and he worked on something else. Somebody who has an affinity for magic blood, and apparently people don't like that. Like, he always, in every movie he writes, he finds a reason to make the blood, like, be the transforming thing in the movie.
Well, was he involved in Star Wars in any way back in the day?
No, I don't think so.
Midichlorians.
Let me see if I can find it. Oh, damn, that's funny that you said that. His name is Roberto Orci. and he will be writing a spinoff.
That's a funny name.
A spinoff Sony Spider-Man movie. Apparently, he said he has a affinity to magic blood, both in Star Trek Into Darkness and Spider-Man 2. Amazing Spider-Man 2. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about these
things. That's what Steven just said right now, too.
Yeah. And it's something that could cheapen a movie if it's not supposed to be in there. But, you know, I guess we'll see.
So he just likes blood swapping with people, huh?
Yeah, that's his thing.
Apparently
yeah.
he did that to save Kirk.
Yeah, he likes with blood. With
Khan's blood.
Yeah, he likes
blood. That's funny.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Khan's blood. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. But apparently that's this guy's thing, and he is
gonna... Maybe he's a vampire.
And he'll be making a new Spider-Man spinoff movie. Now, here's my theory. This will connect to Morbius and Venom.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, this will be the
Vampire's
movie.
Vampire's blood.
Yeah. I mean, we'll just... even just that. Well, yeah, damn, you just gave me even more layers. But I was thinking just more of the fact that this is, like, away from the MCU shit, but they want Tom Holland to be in it. I think this is the beginning of their Sony Spider-Man movie verse that they've been trying to make forever. Because remember, like, the only reason they're doing this deal with Marvel is because Marvel's going to let them make their own shit, too, you know?
Yeah.
And so maybe this is the beginning of that. On the same line, Tom Holland announced he already got the script for Marvel's Spider-Man 3.
Already spoiling shit.
Yeah, well, he didn't spoil it, but he said he already has the script for Spider-Man 3.
And it's a bunch of black bars.
Yeah, he doesn't even know anything.
With some of his lines in it. that's funny.
Well, yeah.
That's not really happened, but it's like I just had this thought in my head.
But yeah, so apparently he's already involved in two movies, which is what Feige was talking about last year, saying Spider-Man is the one character that has the ability to swing between universes.
At the same damn time.
It's so true. And so yeah, with this being said, yeah, there's a new Sony Spider-Man spinoff in works, and Tom Holland announced he got the script from James Wood for the Homecoming 3 movie. And he said, it's great.
What's it called? Do we know?
We don't know. No, he's not telling us. But he did say he got the script. It is happening. He loves it. He said the only thing he can tell us is that Zendaya will be coming back as MJ. That's all we know. MJ will come back again.
Just give us obvious shit then. Fine.
That's all he told us. That's literally, he didn't tell us anything else.
He's like, I will shoot a web.
Yeah, webs will be in this movie. Yeah, but yeah. So
I would be called Spider-Man at least twice in this movie.
Now, the question is, will this spinoff movie that he's making for Sony, will it reference any MCU shit? Will there be a connectivity, or are they going to just try to act like they're two different universes?
I hope they don't like completely treat it like two different separate universes. I hope there's like a little bit things that bleed in. Maybe like, you were involved in Endgame, but now this is something different. Or,
well, I think you might be happy because I feel like they have to because Michael Keaton's already shown that he's in Morbius.
True. Okay, yeah. So
I think what you're asking for is happening.
So yeah, I'm fine with like Venom and Morbius not crossing over into anything else regarded in the MCU.
Right.
I'm okay with that. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But don't make me feel like I'm in a whole new fucking universe, though.
Right. That's what I don't want either. I don't want to feel like I'm in a totally different universe.
And I'm fine if you never bring over other characters from other MCU things into, like, you know, around Morbius and all that, and vice versa, of course, right? But, like, don't play around it like they don't, they don't know what's going on, you know?
Right. Don't treat them stupid.
Yeah. Or, like, ever mention it and make up some new random shit.
I think that's why Marvel doesn't want to fuck with Sony as far as their continuity goes, because they don't want to deal with Sony possibly either. Doing that, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know...
I'll be the same way.
Venom wasn't bad. I didn't love it, but it wasn't bad.
I feel like fucking Spider-Man has, like, you know, divorced parents or something.
That's what it is, dude. He has divorced parents. Like, yeah. It's like Sony is his dad with a new mom, but Marvel's like his mom, you know? Like,
yeah.
he loves his mom, you know? Yeah. But, like, I don't hate my dad. I can't be mean to my dad either, you know? Like, you know what I mean? Like, exactly. You're right, dude. He's like, I love mom more, but I don't hate
He's
dad.
Like, I want to have Christmas over here this year, but they really want me over there, too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, you know? Exactly. He's like, damn, how can I make everybody happy?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh,
man. Poor Spider-Man. Anyways.
It's always been hard to be Spider-Man, ever since his creation, dude.
Damn, shit.
He's always getting pulled in two directions. He's always getting pulled in two directions.
Too real, man.
It's funny how, like, his story really became real. Like, it really did. You're so right, AJ. His really story about, like, being pulled from all his different life problems.
Yeah.
It happened. That's funny. Yeah, you're right, AJ.
That's crazy.
All right. That basically ends the news part, the main part of Unfocused.
One thing I want to show real quick.
What's this?
Someone created this. I thought it was pretty clever. So someone took the dock and took the okay, so this is about the Nintendo Switch for people who can't see what I'm showing right now. But the Nintendo Switch, someone modded the dock. So on the back of it, where you stuff all the cables and all that, someone actually stuffed back there the GameCube USB controller ports.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. And he actually like tore it down, broke it open, split it open, cut some pieces off, and like taped it in the back and all that, and soldered some USB ports somewhere. And yeah, so oh, he 3D printed the controller ports and all that too.
That's
so
sick.
Yeah, so it looks pretty sick. It looks like it's pretty easy to do as long as you have a 3D printer. So like anyone could do this. I kind of want to do it, but at the same time, I don't like that it's in the back. That's stupid.
That's
kind of
weird.
I mean, well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes. Mm. But I just thought that was pretty clever. You guys can look that up somewhere on Twitter. Built by Brock.blogspot.com if you want to go directly.
Chili donuts.
Chili donuts. That was hilarious.
He said right. Brock, so I was like, okay. All right, I'm focused with AJ. Got any plans?
Yeah, watch some more Adventure Time. Dude, I was watching Adventure Time because we've been watching that slowly, like me and Carla. And I completely forgot about this one episode, but it was like one of my favorite episodes that I've seen like years ago. It's fucking hilarious. I just saw it right now before the show. I was fucking cracking up, laughing my ass off over here. But yeah, excited to watch more Adventure Time. More Soul, of course, right? Some.
Hey, put after this. Oh, I guess K's not coming because of the rain, but I'm still down to play if you
okay.
are.
Okay, that's cool. And then more not Tekken. Well, yeah, maybe some Tekken, but more Pokemon, more breeding. I wanna stream some breeding and all that, and just like chill and just play. I just haven't had time to fucking do that though.
I'll fall back and read some comics and just comment smart ass shit while you're doing it.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, that'd be cool. Just chill here, hang out, watch me watch. You know, have some Pokemon.
Teach me shit as we're going.
Yeah, maybe like, just have a chat room going. That's kind of what I just want to do, but I just haven't had the time to like you know get over here and plug in and sit down and do that.
Let's do it right now.
But that's the other thing too is that I don't want to do it the same day we do Unfocus.
Oh, I see.
Not because it's just a lot going on, but mainly because when you stream, there's like a little thing that I'm trying to complete for us. And one of the things is to stream, I think it's like 6 times in a month or something like that.
Oh shit, we're at a solid 4 or 5.
We always do 4 a month though, because there's a one episode of Unfocus every week, right? So we can never reach that one goal of doing so many streams within a month or within a week actually.
Well, we always talk about doing specials and shit. Maybe we should fucking like do that.
Yeah, no, we could do that.
It could be fun. I would love to do that.
But again, I just don't have time to come over here and stream some shit. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, I can't even go and play some simple Pokemon right now, you know?
No, that makes sense.
So that's what I'm saying. But that's what I want to do, just to get us some more stream time so we can complete some of those achievements on here.
Yeah, I'm down.
And just build an audience and all that. But yeah, just something that I want to do. I just don't have the time to do it. Oh, yeah. Announcement. So, Unfocus, it's official. We'll be getting a new time.
Oh, it's happening?
Yeah. So, I finally, like, talked to work and finally completed some shit. So, next month. What day did they tell me? So, April 15th will be the first day. My first Wednesday off.
I'm glad
officially.
You told me. Okay. I can make it happen.
And so, pretty soon, Unfocus will move to Wednesday nights. Wednesday afternoon, evening-ish.
Okay, I can do that. All right, I'll switch it around with work.
It's oh, yeah, and time. Then Steven also brings up, too, that we can always do the fight nights, Sunday nights, and streaming, too, which is another thing I've always wanted to do, too. But, like, when we do that, though, like, I want to do it, and I'm down to do it. And sometimes I've had it ready to set up to go and do it, but then I just forget to, like, even bring it up. And then we're, like, halfway through the tournament. It's like, oh, yeah, I want to stream this. Oh, well. But the other thing, too, is that, like, at the same time, I kind of want to, you know, be in the microphone in case people, like, start chatting. We can talk to them and all that. But, like, we're just circling so much. Like, I don't get time to sit right here and
makes sense.
And be with the crowd and all that. So that's just one thing. Or we could just be like, fuck them.
Well, I already got Wednesday off. It's for April, though, huh?
April, yeah. So next month will be the first we can do it. And then just every Wednesday from there. And then that also means that I'll be able to do Wednesday night fights on Wednesday nights.
Me too. We can go right after the show. It'll be like a little
special. That's kind of the plan. Right after the podcast is hop in a car and go do some Wednesday night fights next month. So April 15th will be the first time I can do that.
Yeah, let's fuck shit up.
Yeah.
We're planning our time off just for that. So
yeah.
All right. That being said, let's call it a night. Live We were live on twitch.tv/collision28.
But now we're probably on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
That's true. You should like, comment, subscribe if we are there.
Yeah. Actually,
oh, wait, we don't have to say this.
We don't have to say any of that. No.
But we said it anyway.
You said,
thank you for coming, guys.
You're here first.
Unfocus 252. We'll see you next week.
It's right.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Auto Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!